man who sells checkerboard poultry and livestock chows takes you now to the Checkerboard Fun Fest with Eddie Arnold and the Tennessee Plow Boys, the Cackle Sisters, the Old Hickory Singers, and that teller of tall tales, Rod Brasfield. Now, here's Eddie Arnold.
There's fun in the air down at Checkerboard Square, the Victorina store. You'll see a show, meet the people you know, and laugh till your sides are sore. Whatever you need, farm equipment or beef, you'll find it all right there. One big store, supplies galore, down at Checkerboard Square.
Hi there, welcome neighbors. This is Eddie Arnold talking to you. I'm mighty glad you folks let us come in for a little while today. We got some songs to sing for you, and a little news that we hope will be good news for you. The Cackle Sisters have got a tune called My Honeymoon Bridge Broke Down. Girls, you better fix it up there.
Oh, my honeymoon bridge broke down. I was the only girl hanging round. But it's gone down with the tide. My groom's on the other side since my honeymoon bridge broke down. Oh, my honeymoon bridge broke down. I laughed so hard I thought I would drown. 'Cause my groom can't row a boat. He can't swim a doggone stroke. Since my honeymoon bridge broke down.
I don't see how them girls make them kind of noises. Really, I don't. Well, sir, the old hickory singers never do yodel like that. No, sir, I wish you fellas would yodel sometime. There they are, the old hickory singers, and down by the old mill stream.
Speak up, Louie.
Well, sir, friends, it's left up to the Tennessee Plowboys and myself to sing a song right here and now, a tune that has been a favorite for a long time. Pins and Needles in My Heart.
I know not where on earth to find you. I know not where or when to start. I only know I'm here without you. And there's pins and needles in my heart.
The days and nights are growing longer since first you said that we must part. But now I know I can't forget you with these pins and needles in my heart.
I always see your face before me. Your smile is heaven's work of art. But now you're smiling at another, and there's pins and needles in my heart.
Someday, somewhere, I know I'll find you, and love will make the dear dear upstart. And then you know how long I've waited with these pins and needles in my heart.
Well, thank you, friends, thank you. Fresh as an egg and sharp as a briar comes now our store-selling friend from Hornwall, Tennessee. And today, he's really loaded for bear. So let's try the bear, folks. Let's try the bear, because here he is again, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, and howdy, friend. You know, we've got some prominent people living down there in Hornwall now. We've got a man that writes stories for magazines, and we've got a man that writes music that they play on the radio. And we got a minister that the people all just flock to church to hear him preach. Well, all three of these men have got a son. Each one of them's got a son. And these three little boys were sitting talking the other day over there. And the story writer's son says, my pa works about one day writing a story and he gets $100 for it. The music writer's son says, that's nothing. My pa only takes about 5 hours to write a song and he gets $500 for it. The preacher's little boy looked at him and said, my pa only preaches half an hour, and it takes four men to collect the money and carry it up to him. One of the fellas down there in Hornwall that started our town years ago was a very prominent man. Yes, sir. They have got a statue of him out there in the city park. And now, by Ned, it's plumb pretty. It is. This fella come from the Wild West, and he always rode a horse. Well, last year, the citizens of Hornwall took up a collection and they hired a noted sculptor to come down to town there and make a statue of this fella. Well, when the tourists look at that statue now, they all remark about the funny position he's in. You see, the man is sort of standing and sort of sitting at the same time with his legs sort of bowed. The sculptor made him that way, figuring on making a horse too, and then setting the man on the horse. Well, just about the time he got the man finished up there, all of them found out that they couldn't raise enough money to pay for a horse, too. So now that man stands out there in the park looking like he's a playing leapfrog. I'll tell you what he does. He's standing up there. He's been standing up there forever so long now, holding a gun in his right hand. And, folks, I'm going to tell you the truth. It got so cold last winter in Hornwall, that fella laid his gun down and put his hands in his pocket. That's the truth. We've got another prominent man down there, too. He used to be a beauty expert and tell folks how to be graceful. Well, now, my sister, she's a little overweight. And she was down there the other day, and he told her she ought to take up swimming to make her slimmer and walk graceful. She says, did you ever take a look at a duck?
Well, friends, this is Checkerboard Fun Fest. You're listening to Mike McGar's playing the Honeysuckle Rose on his mandolin.
Checkerboard reporters, speak up. Well, fellas, you'd better kind of join me here on a little tune. Kind of hover around to sing a little song that we made a little record of a little while back. Many tears ago. Many tears ago, you said you loved me. Oh, how happy was this heart of mine. Then a dark cloud came from out of nowhere, and the sun went down no more to shine. Many tears ago I learned to well love what it means to bear a heavy load.
I found out just what is meant by sorrow. Many tears ago along life's road, many tears ago I built a castle, built it very strong and very tall. Though I thought it had a firm foundation, many tears ago I saw it fall. Many times I've wished that I would die, love. Better to be dead than feel so low. All I ever lived, I ever hoped for, left me many, many tears ago. Many tears ago was in the springtime, when you said goodbye and went away. Oh, how well this aching heart remembers many, many tears ago today.
Thank you, friends. Thank you. Well, that's just about it, friends. But don't go away, because we'll be back. Meanwhile, remember the store with the checkerboard sign. That's your assurance of dependable quality. Now, until we meet again, this is Eddie Otto saying, I'll be seeing you.
Checkerboard Fun Fest comes to you from your local Garina dealer, the man who sells checkerboard feed and most everything you need to raise poultry and livestock rights.